The next coach on the teleconference is Michigan's Jim Harbaugh. Coach, thank you very much for joining us today. Would you like to make an opening statement or go straight to questions?
We can go straight to questions.
We'll take those now.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue, following two prompts, we will conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question is from Sam McEwen, Omaha World Herald.
Hey, Coach, I have a question about recruiting. There are spring and summer official visits this year, and it's the first time that that's the case, and I'm curious what your guys' strategy will be over the next month or two as it pertains to those new rules.
A lot of it will be as what the schedules are for the youngsters and their families. You know, a lot of times, the way it's been in the past, families will visit, you know, if they have a bye week during their high school season or their wait till after their season's over. As we saw this year with the December 20th signing day, it doesn't give them a lot of time to have official visits or to get them all in after their high school season. And, you know, there aren't any high school teams that have 5 bye weeks. So, you know, right. You definitely understand that some of those visits need to be made in the spring or summer. And you know, we'll participate at that, and we'll be at, you know, the, it depends on each individual family and youngster what their schedule is.
One more question. Did you know that the calendar for when the official visit starts doesn't reset? Even though the visits are available, you guys are still going based on the August, what you have left over from August. Were you and your staff aware of that? Because the previous coach on the teleconference said he didn't know that until yesterday.
Yeah, I'm aware of it. So you have so many official visits for 2017 and 2018 year. We have 20 visits remaining officially, and then from, you know, going forward, want everybody to understand the set amount of official visits. I believe it's 62 a year, so 17, 18, and there'll be 62 for 18 and 19. So that's the way I understand the rule, and understand where we have left is 20 official visits for the 2017-18 calendar year.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Your next question is from Teddy Greenstein, Chicago Tribune.
Jim, hope you're doing well. How are you handling all the uncertainty with Shea Patterson and whether he'll be able to play for you in the fall?
Oh, hello, Teddy. Good to hear your voice. Well, Shea's practicing very well, and we're just he's going about his business and taking care of it nicely. So I think he's controlling the things that he can control, and we're treating it the same way as a coaching staff and as a team.
And you're just parsing out reps and making sure all your guys are potentially ready, I assume?
Yes, that's it's been a good, great spring practice so far. I would say the entire team. The energy has been great. The competition's been outstanding. I feel like we're improving in a lot of areas, so excited about it.
Final thing, have you canceled Saturday because of the weather? What are your thoughts on that?
Yes, canceled because of the weather. And 100% chance of thunderstorms, what they're saying, that are increasing as the evening goes. So the best interest of everybody, the fans, the players, staff that'll be working the games, felt that was the best and right thing to do.
All right. Thanks, man.
Sure.
And your next question is from Dan Murphy, ESPN.
Hi, Jim. How are you?
Good, Dan.
Colin, I guess I was going to ask you about the weather too, but also it seems like Teddy covered that. So I wanted to ask you, when you went back, and I think in December you said that you guys needed to get better. I'm curious, when you went back and sort of diagnosed the big picture things, what were some of the top line priorities to making that happen, and how has progress been on those in the past few months?
Oh, yeah, progress has been real good. You look at it from the standpoint of the entire team and after graduation and newcomers and then people that are really asserting themselves on the scene, that those are things that you note that progress and you get excited about those individual players and how the units are progressing. So really been pleased with the offensive line. Run blocking is improving, probably one of the best things we're doing right now. As of late, the pass protection has really been improving as well. Very excited about that. And then individual players that are asserting themselves, are going to find a lot more playing time. You can see it in the spring practice. You get very excited about them. And probably the number one guy who's in that position of really having a great spring is Mike Dwumfor, defensive tackle. Ambry Thomas, defensive corner. And Josh Ross, inside linebacker. Those three I would highlight on the defensive side of the ball. And offensively, again, just staying with guys that are poised to have a good season. Contributed some last year, but expect a bigger role this year. The receiving core is really coming on fast. Tariq Black's back up to speed, and Donovan Peoples-Jones continues to be an improving, ascending player. Very good. Nico Collins, there's a name for you. Really doing a great job. Tough blocking and making tough catches. Oliver Martin is asserting himself on the scene, as well as Nate Shanley. And then another improving, ascending player, Nick Eubanks, doing a fantastic job. And so there's some examples on offense, and there's more. I mean, that's you really get excited about that. And Cesar Ruiz moved to center. He's doing a fantastic job. There's another real player that'll be doing great things. And John Runyon, I could keep going, believe me, but I know I'm on the clock here. John Runyon really playing as a consistently really playing well. So happy to see that progress as well. And as I said, there's others: Chuck Filiaga, James Hudson, really starting to assert themselves, and excited.
Beyond the individuals improving and personnel kind of taking steps forward, are there any sort of big picture type changes you felt you needed to make to get things headed in a different direction?
Well, we just finished brand new weight room that is up and running and humming. Should come by and take a look at that sometime. It's magnificent. And then tomorrow we're going to start construction on a brand new performance center. Training room of at the very highest standard. Can't wait for you to see that, and our players to be able to use that. So always building and attacking over here in Ann Arbor.
Coach, thank you very much for your time, and we look forward to talking to you again soon.
Thank you.